Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm speaking with Charlie of Everlasting Godstopper. The band has just released a fantastic new track. It is called Technologic, and I'm super excited to talk to them all about it. Charlie, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your weekend to be here. How are you? What's going on? What's happening?
I appreciate you having me, man. I feel really good about it, just, taking my weekend, trying to relax, trying not to be too hardcore before we start the, big push for the album.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all. There's a fine line between taking it easy, but also doing things that you need to do.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, it's got to be enjoyable to be like, I'm crossing things off a list and I'm getting things in order to push the band forward.
Oh yeah, a little bit of dopamine you get from checking a to-do list item off.
Oh my God, it's so real. Checking that list off is almost as good as doing the task.
Yeah.
Well, you've got this new song out. It is called Technologic, and truly it's awesome. Like, one recommendation I would make before people listen is like listen with a nice pair of headphones because the production on this track is beautiful. Like, there is so much happening in the background that ties together the whole song. Like, you guys truly killed it on this one. And I can't wait to hear all about it. Really, the first thing I want to know is like what inspired this song and what's it all about?
So Technologic is essentially about the slow takeover of technology in our lives.
Yep.
The more dependent we become, the more dependent we are, and the culmination of that and control of just a few wealthy people at the very top, I think consolidates too much power. And it's a very dangerous thing to play with. And it's been something that's been kind of on our minds since the Cold War era.
Yeah.
But it's gotten a lot worse nowadays with NSA, things that Edward Snowden has said, confirmed that we thought was already happening. I even mentioned Neuralink in the song. And to be very honest, like when I first heard about that idea, it really scared me. It
Feel
really
the
scared me.
exact same. I'm still, and we see headlines every day. Oh, they're
Oh yeah.
testing it out. They're putting it in people's brains, and it's like people are agreeing to
Yeah.
this. Like, this is what we want for the future.
I mean, I get the idea, and the idea is great. But again, with the corruption that comes with too much money and too much power consolidated with one or two people, it's
Yes.
really hard to believe that it will be used in a responsible manner.
It's not going to be. I think we
Yeah.
can pretty much guarantee that at this point.
Yeah.
I love that though, because listen, we've got, 10 million love songs out there. Why not talk about something else that's actually important and current? Something we may be able to prevent before it actually takes over. I'm right though.
Yeah, to at least spread a little bit of knowledge, even if it's in the form of a scary song,
Right.
because just to get the conversation started, like there's been a few people that have used their art throughout the time to illustrate this. I think the most notable example is Terminator 2,
Yes. How
really
long
the
ago was
Terminator
that
series.
made? Yeah.
I mean, in a lot of science fiction, it's always artificial intelligence or an amalgamation of artificial intelligence and biological material that turns out to be the enemy. And while I don't think it has to be the enemy, I got to be honest, I don't know if the human race can make friends with such an entity.
I think you're right, man. And I'll say it a million times, but it really is a scary thing. And it kind of feels like it's not too far off either. Like, we're very much in the midst of it. And there's
Right
so
on the cusp.
unknown, exactly. There's so much unknown. No one really knows what's happening at this point.
Yeah, and it's hard to predict. I don't I read an article about the Google engineer or programmer that was suspended or maybe dismissed from his job because he believed that Google's AI had gained sentience. And that brings a whole nother level to the conversation.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sci-fi out there where they try to put a sentient artificial life form on trial to see what rights it has. And again, I don't know if we're ready for that conversation as a human race, considering the amount of rights that the American public has lost just in the past couple of years.
Exactly. No, man, I fully agree. Listen, it's a topic I could talk about all day long because I find it just as interesting as you. And I think for anyone listening, like, yeah, make the connection within the lyrics, but also like do research and look up things and don't just
Oh
let it
yeah.
happen to you.
Oh
So,
yeah. I'm a huge advocate of actually looking things up and reading the academic papers, the peer-reviewed studies, the actual laws, because there is a lot of disinformation going on, and a lot of times the disinformation relies on the fact that you are uneducated on the subject or undereducated on the subject.
Yeah, you read a headline and it's like, oh, well, that's got to be the truth, but then you don't look into it, and
How many times clickbait, you know what I mean?
they're farming us off our clicks, man. That's how they're making their money. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I want to talk more about the guts of the song because, like I said, it is beautiful sounding. The production is great, and obviously it rocks hard as hell, but you've also got a little bit of like electronic production like looming in the background, maybe like
Absolutely.
the techno part of it. What was the thought process in actually creating the composition of this song?
I mean, okay, so this one started out as a riff and a scrap of a poem. And from there we build on it. But like one of the things that we've done through most of our career is adding in clips of video game sound effects, 8-bit or even earlier. And I feel like that brings in the industrial side of it, or like the technological side of it, to try and bring it together. And the sound that we used in that particular song was the sound from Pac-Man, I believe. And I believe that's where he's eating one of the ghosts, I think. But the whole thing fits together, because even that, if Pac-Man is the technology and we're just the ghost, it's about to eat the pill and it will be able to eat us.
This goes deeper than I ever could have imagined. I truly didn't catch that the first time around, but now I'll have that in the back of my mind when I go for my next listen.
Absolutely.
Well, considering there's so many styles and genres and sounds and so much more, kind of compiled into this one song, how are you explaining it to people? Like, how are you saying this is what the song is and what it represents?
Well, I mean, I kind of give them that slow takeover of technology thing, make sure they realize it's a heavier song. And then, I mean, in all honesty, I want people to form their own opinions, because I really believe in the power of critical thought. And a lot of that is where the technique and the almost puzzle piecing of all the stuff that goes into our songs, I think that's where it comes from. Because, you really, if you really think about it, you can form a cohesive thought, whether it's, a song or a movie or whatever, but you have to put some love into it, some actual thought. If you just slop some stuff down on paper or Pro Tools or whatever it is you're using, it's like you're saying earlier, we have a million love songs. There's gonna be another one,
Two more.
because
It's gonna get lost in the void.
if you puke it out, it's just word soup. And don't get me wrong, some songs that are word soup are great,
Yeah, I'm not
but
denying that. But at the same time, if you have the platform to make a message and it's something that you're passionate about, then keep doing what you're doing. That's what it's all about.
absolutely. The thing you touched on just now, the platform. If you have the platform to make a valid statement, I think you should use it for good. There's way too much lukewarm or corruption. And what I mean by lukewarm is, the type of people that would see something going wrong or see an injustice and just kind of turn the other cheek, turn the blind eye. People of Derry when it was taking children, that sort of thing. And if you are willing to turn a blind eye to an injustice, then you're just as bad as the people perpetrating the injustice.
I fully agree. Now, I don't want to take too much focus off this song, but I do kind of want to look towards the future here. So, what are the plans for the band, I guess, in the near future? And are you going to be looking to experiment in the sound and even like topics that you're, speaking about in future music?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is, as far as a live show, I want to push that to be the biggest, most immersive live show. Feel like you're in the middle of it. You're a part of the show almost. Like I've seen some acts here recently that just took it to another level these past couple of years. Rammstein,
Oh,
like, have you seen their live show?
yes. Their live
Like,
show is legitimately life-changing.
it that's when I so immersive, you're part of the thing, you can feel the
Yes.
heat, you can just the whole I mean, Metallica was doing a thing with a roundabout stage
Yeah.
and a drone swarm. Like, all these ideas are just, because I really love the idea of a concert transporting you somewhere else, somewhere that where you can
That's the point.
leave leave your troubles, leave your normal life, and really enjoy the spectacle that's going on. And that's really our goal. We want to push the live show to a point where when people leave, they're like, wow, I was a part of something. That's because awesome. You really are when you come to a concert.
Totally. But I want to keep on what you're saying right now. It's like, I think concert culture it's become so difficult because it's like people are vying for, I got to get the pit ticket. But then the people in the back that paid, you know, a ton of money as well, they feel like they're not in the show. Creating a live and immersive set that is so inclusive of everyone, no matter where and no matter how big the venue is, like that's kind of what it's all about right there. And it doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be the Metallicas of the world to do that.
No, you don't. Nope. A recent band that's come full swing is Ghost. And they weren't as big as they are now, they still had the immersive stage show that when you went there, you felt you were a part of something.
Totally.
And I think that's the goal, you know, like the era of jeans and t-shirt, I think, is kind of coming to an end, considering that you don't really sell music. You sell the live experience.
Totally.
You know, and that's also where you prove yourself as either a pro musician, you know, stadium musician, a big club musician, or a small club musician. It's just mastering your craft. If you're a true master of your craft, people really connect with you when you're on stage, and it's huge.
I could not possibly agree more. Totally. It's like, that's where bands go to live and die. Sure. I'm not going to say anyone can sound good in a studio, but with production and effects and modulation and all that shit, like, yeah, anyone can sound pretty good in the studio. It's when you get there in front of the people and you put on a performance that you don't just leave and go, oh, well, that was fun. On to the next one. It has to live and stew and be you. And then you listen to those recorded songs and it brings you back to that moment.
Right.
There.
Absolutely. For me, like when I open my mouth on stage, I want you to be like, wow, that dude really sounds like that. Yes. Like, oh my goodness.
Yes. And everyone loves to say that too. It's like, oh, he sounded as good live as he did recorded. It's like, yeah, that's the point. Cause we're a real band.
I mean, as silly as it might sound, I went to a Cher concert in 2019.
Very cool.
Hear me out.
Oh dude, I'm right there with you. Go for it.
I'm not a Cher fan. Well, I wasn't a Cher fan. You know, I only knew the big hits that she had, you know, whatever. But my bass player, Johnny, he hits me up like, hey, I got tickets. You want to go? I'm like, sure. We'll see what happens. And listen, she put on the biggest show. So many costume changes, set changes. I mean, I was absolutely blown away from that time forward. Listen,
dude, that's
I'm a Cher fan.
You know, she was the first person to commercialize autotune.
Really? I didn't know that.
The first person to use autotune in like a chart-topping single.
Wow.
When people didn't even know what autotune was. I think it was called like Dynamax or something like that.
Before
like its name, she used it on what's her big song? Like, you know,
which one?
I know. One of her main whatever in like 2000 or something like that.
Yeah.
People were like, oh damn, that's how she revitalized her career, was with autotune, and look at her now. I mean, she was popular before that, but
yeah, I mean, Cher is Cher, you know.
That is amazing. Anyway, I could talk about her all day, but let's get back to you. More on the live show, do you have anything in the works, anything upcoming along those lines?
Yeah, we're working in a really stellar light show, some vanity boxes that have the fog machine and the LEDs, like we've got a lot of stuff coming. And that's kind of the thing with this album, the self-titled album. We're kind of reinventing the wheel as far as Everlasting Godstopper goes, bringing a bunch of new stuff to the live show. This new record, we recorded with Steve Demonic. He's new on this record, but he totally knocked it out of the park. I can't say enough good things about Steve. And it really is like a reinvention of the wheel of what we've been doing this whole time, but kind of trying to bring it more into focus for where we're going from here forward.
All right. So then what does the rest of this year look like? I know we've only got like a few more months, but surely there's something else in the works.
Absolutely. We're dropping the new record. October 31st. October 28th is early release for a select few early downloads and stuff. But October 31st, we're dropping the full record. I think we'll drop another single between now and then. After that, I have a few shows to be announced. Possibly a Christmas show, Christmas Sweet. Greetings from Everlasting Godstopper.
Oh, cool.
And we're gearing up for a Midwest Northeast tour, hopefully nice. In the spring of 2024. We're finalizing stuff now, trying to make sure the logistics work, but that'll be announced hopefully soon.
Amazing. Is there one unreleased song that you're most looking forward to playing in a live setting?
Yes, but it's already in the set and it's one of my favorites. This song really, I don't want to say it encapsulates everything Godstopper, but it does a really good job bringing a lot of it into focus. The song is called KODM and it's off our record, Devil in the Details.
Sweet. And it's unreleased. Yeah. Unreleased song.
No. This one's released. This is part of our back catalog.
Okay.
Some of the newer stuff that we're going to put in there. I'm looking forward to playing Technologic Live.
Sure.
We have a song called Elysium about a city in the sky where all the elites live. That one, I really want to put that one in there because some of the vocals are a little bit challenging for me and I really want to do it live. Yeah.
You got to test yourself. You don't want to be.
Oh, yeah. There. You always got to push the boundaries. If you're not pushing, then you're stagnating.
Exactly. That's what it's all about right there. Very cool. I have a couple more questions for you. I want to know, and I mean, this is a pretty common question, but I ask because I really like your music. Like, who has inspired this song and even the upcoming record? Like, who are you listening to at the time where, you know, it's just like we want to emulate, but we don't want to impersonate?
Oh, man. I mean, for me, I listen to a lot of Rammstein.
Sure.
I listen to a lot of Gwar. But those are both more on the live side of things, you know. Also listen to a lot of Ministry. I think Ministry is really good. Not really an influence on these sets of songs, but always an influence overall. The Misfits, System of a Down, Static X, those guys, they're probably one of the biggest influences as far as what we do, though we don't throw a lot of new metal influence in our stuff. That probably also, you know, I mean, we always kind of cherry pick the best stuff that Slayer has because
nothing wrong with that.
Slayer, man, you know, like even if you don't like them, you can't deny the force.
No, and, absolutely not.
I think on like other levels, I think Devin Townsend brings a lot to the drumming level. Coheed and Cambria have a little, sure. little bit of spice in there. Maybe even a little bit of a Meshuggah, just a little sprinkle here and there.
Sure.
But I mean, it's really, you know, more of the thrashy or industrial, angry music, that sort of thing.
And then obviously we have to shout out Cher again for her huge influence on your guys' music.
Absolutely.
Be nothing without her.
No, I owe everything.
All right. My last question for you here is, it's basically for the person that is going to discover you from this conversation. What is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they listen to the band's music for the first time?
I think that message would be, Everlasting Godstopper is not what you see on the outside, the veneer. I mean, everyone likes to use onions as a metaphor.
Yeah.
But that really is what it is, you know, because when you look at it just, you know, on the outside, it looks like, you know, a bunch of guys trying to be edgy. And while that is valid, when you peel back some layers, you find out that the God that we're stopping is more like rogue politicians, rogue billionaires, millionaires, people who can actually manipulate the economy. Time is a God that we follow and we don't even know. I mean, I have a watch on my wrist and I check it 10 times a day. What else? I mean, am I checking on the time or is the time checking me?
Yeah.
Money. I mean, that is a God. Like that's probably most Americans God. And I think that the further we go down that path with any of these pseudo gods that we don't actually recognize. I think that that's, again, it's a recipe for disaster for society. And I think that Godstopper is there to show you that you're not alone, and that some of these ideas you might have about things not being right may not be so radical as what others would lead you to believe. You know, it's about knowing that the status quo may not be correct. It may not be what you need, you know. And it's also kind of about letting a bunch of people know who may be considered outcasts or misfits themselves, that there are others that think similar the way you do.
Absolutely.
And there is hope out there, because there are those of us that see what's going on and will actively do little tiny things to change the direction of where we're going. Because I think a lot of us, at least in the States, can agree that we're not on a very positive path right now.
Haven't been for a while.
I agree.
Listen, I love the song and I love the message. And I want to thank you so much for like being open and honest. It makes my job so much easier. Please allow me to plug your music for you one more time before we wrap up here. If you guys missed it the first time around, the song is called Technologic. The band is Everlasting Godstopper. And of course, we'll have the links in our articles that you can listen and share and follow along and just generally stay tuned for more. We'll have, you know, the tour dates updated and just all information. But seriously, Charlie, I want to thank you so much. This has been a truly great conversation. And I'm not joking, the highlight of my day. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on. It's been a pleasure. Totally. I look forward to doing it again.
Absolutely. All right. Take care. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk soon.
You too, man.
All right. See you later.